840 CFCW, Gardening with Sharon. A good Wednesday morning to you, Sharon.
Hi, Jackie Ray. How are you doing today?
Well, we're very, very good, and I want to thank you again. I had a ton of fun with you out at Teal's Greenhouse in Bruderheim on Friday. What a beautiful greenhouse Nadine has there.
Oh, just lovely. And she's so innovative with her growing of her veggies in the hydroponics. Isn't that really fun?
Oh, now I understand why her cell line is food, foliage, and flowers. Check it out at tealsgreenhouse.ca. You posted something yesterday, and I thought, oh, I got to ask Sharon about this. Death of a perennial. Dun, 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 dun.
So when to declare death? So what I always say is let's be gracious with our perennials and wait until the end of June before you really hand them their death certificate, because there are areas of the garden, especially shade, where perennials take their sweet time. Like the other day, my daughter said, oh, Mom, I think my hostas are dead. And I'm like, sweetheart, it's only the first week in June and it's still cold back there. Wouldn't you know, like a week later, like just the other day, she goes, oh, my hostas aren't dead. They're coming up.
So wait till the end of June.
Yeah.
Now, with forecast, looking at that, lots of rain looks like coming our way tomorrow. And you said there's things you got to watch out with rain. I can give you a perfect example, because whenever Big Valley Jamboree happened and my plants would all be almost dead when I got home, but what's-his-name would always say, well, it rained while you were gone.
But right.
But some of the plants and things, the rain doesn't get to it.
Right. So today on my social media, I am talking about three things to check for water on a rainy day. So you need to know where your eave is catching the rain. And no kidding, if you have a flower bed, you will see a very distinct line in it. If you have a flower bed against the house, you'll see a very distinct line in there where the rain is dripping and where it is not. And a lot of the times people put containers or window boxes, they're up against the window, right? And you're like, oh yeah, it's wet out there, blah, blah, blah. No. Check everything every day for rain. So things that aren't in the rain, check them, because actually I just watered my window boxes today. And check hanging baskets that are right at the roof line. Like sometimes they do catch the rain and sometimes they don't. And the third thing to check is check the things that are in the rain, especially containers, because containers tend to have a bit of a canopy, but sometimes we think it's way rainier than it is, and the canopy of that hanging basket is actually just catching the drizzle, and the water isn't going to the roots. So for containers and hanging baskets, still keep checking them daily for their hydration.
Gardening with Sharon, follower on all the social media. Always great advice. Thank you, Sharon.
Thank you so much, Jackie.